Looking back from here, you'll get a classic view of a classic estuary mouth, spreading and sprawling as it meets the sea, with broad sandbanks to either side of the main channel. The Avon's broad sandbanks mean the estuary is shallow and navigable by only smaller boats and then only at high tide. This natural limit on boat traffic helps minimise disruption to wildlife. All estuaries tend to slowly silt up and dry out over time, but there are concerns that the Avon is silting up unusually fast, with possible reasons being hotly debated. These sandy lower stretches of the estuary are where you'll find sand eels, small, slender, silvery fish, often in large shoals. They are hunted by many seabirds and form part of the diet of creatures as large as porpoises and grey seals. The sandy seafloor of the estuary mouth and Bigbury Bay is also well suited to the small-eyed rays. It has a long slender tail behind a diamond-shaped body whose outer edges beat gracefully like wings to propel it along. The ray's sandy colour and white mottling blend in with the seafloor and the patterns of light through the water. Bear Island sits in the bay to the right of your view, and the ruined building on the very top once served as a hewer's hut, where a lookout would scan the seas for shoals of pilchard. When spotted, the lookout would holler and the fishermen would scramble the boats from Bantham and Bigbury. Local boats could land as many as 1 million fish in a day. Those mighty holes took their toll, though, as overfishing put paid to the pilchard fishery in the late 1800s.